More people are riding the ferry connecting Prince of Wales Island to Ketchikan. That's in part due to a drop in its fuel surcharge, which had driven tickets up by as much as 40%. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Fall is usually a slow time for the ferry Stikeen. The 160-passenger ship sails daily from Hollis on Prince of Wales Island to Ketchikan and back. But this year is different. Bruce Jones is general manager of the Inter-Island Ferry Authority, which operates the ship.
Ridership is up, and it's, you know, almost the end of November, which is almost unheard of, because usually we're down about this time, and things are looking pretty good.
One reason is the lower fuel surcharge. The IFA tacked as much as 40% onto tickets last summer to cover the high price of diesel. That's now down to 15%, making passage more affordable. Another reason is the economy. Len Lawrence is IFA's marketing manager.
We think one of the main reasons is the increase in the number of hunters going to Prince of Wales Island. There's been quite an increase in that type of activity, and of course that is witnessed by the amount of game that we see coming back in vehicles from Prince of Wales to Ketchikan. We think they're doing that in lieu of going south for a vacation.
The extra riders have helped put the IFA in the black. So has the decision to drop a second regular Hollis to Ketchikan sailing, but Jones says he still expects traffic to slow down this winter, which will drain some of that revenue. A bigger challenge will be balancing the books for the IFA's second ship. The ferry Prince of Wales sails 3 days a week in the summer, connecting Kaufman Cove, Wrangell, and Petersburg. But the IFA's northern route has never attracted the ridership of the Hollis-Ketchikan run. Jones says he's asking the state to lend a hand.
I'm telling the legislatures that I'm working with the region ones that, you know, if we're going to sustain that northern run, we really need to have some type of continuing subsidy to rely on every year instead of, you know, starting up in May with the Hail Mary pass and hope everything works out.
Lawmakers gave the IFA $500,000 each of the past 2 years. Jones says he'll ask for $2 to $3 million this year to keep the northern route on track. He's also seeking additional federal funds. A Transportation Department grant came in $1 million short of what was expected last year, but Jones doesn't think that will change anytime soon. The IFA is independent from the Alaska Marine Highway System. It provides the only ferry service to and from Prince of Wales Island. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.